4 months after the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, the cost of surviving is hitting hard for the 24 people with bullet wounds. Expenses like medical bills, missed work, so many out-of-pocket costs are all coming due for the survivors and their families. They're waiting for a promised payout, but in the meantime, they're racking up debt. For our series, The Injured, Bram Sable-Smith reports it can be expensive to survive a mass shooting.
Emily Tavis and Jacob Gooch spread a stack of medical bills out on the coffee table in their home in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Here we go. These are bills.
These are just some of the bills that came when the couple were both shot at the Chiefs parade in February.
I mean, I don't know what any of these are really, but there's, I'll just go quick, $28. $150,
$22. Tavis started thinking about costs almost immediately after a bullet ripped through her leg. At the time, she was 12 days away from starting a new job that would provide her with health insurance coverage. She thought about turning down the ambulance ride because she could still walk, but
there was no getting out of there outside of an ambulance. That was the only way out. The streets were shut down and he couldn't walk.
Gooch was shot in the foot. They got in the ambulance with two of their kids. Tavis laughs now about her mindset at the time.
I'm not paying for this shit, you know? Like, I didn't ask for this life. Like, I'm not paying for this shit.
Soon, they realized Gooch's 14-year-old son had been shot in his foot, too. Now, Tavis keeps all their medical bills and other paperwork in separate stacks in the basement. They have color-coded binder clips, black for Gooch, blue for his son, pink for herself. The stacks include their applications for help from the United Way of Greater Kansas City, which raised nearly $2 million in the aftermath. Tavis and Gooch filled out the applications for each of them and now are waiting and making do.
We've definitely been robbing Peter to pay Paul.
A shooting victim racks up an average of about $30,000 in medical spending in the year after the injury, and life's ordinary bills don't stop either. Childcare, utilities, car repairs. Ansa's Aswad Thomas of the Alliance for Safety and Justice.
There are also the expenses related to housing that so many survivors face in crisis because they're not able to work.
Thomas says these financial burdens are so common, they have a name, victimization debt. Often after mass shootings, a mosaic of financial resources emerge to help. But Thomas says there are limits. For instance, state victims compensation programs.
Unfortunately, 96% of crime victims do not access their state's victim compensation program because of the policies that presents a lot of barriers from people accessing that program.
There are caps to how much you can get. You often have to cooperate with police. And the biggest challenge, you have to know it exists and then apply. And even for those who do, the program only covers certain expenses. Tavis and Gooch can send in their medical bills, but they're on their own to cover their rent, utilities, and food, even as Gooch is unable to work.
We're really broke right now.
Right now, yeah.
We're like exhausting our third credit card.
Yeah.
As we speak.
One of those is new. They opened it when Gooch's short-term disability payments abruptly stopped in May due to a paperwork snafu that took weeks to resolve. A lifeline is coming soon. The United Way will finalize its plan to spend the nearly $2 million later this month. People will receive payments as soon as June 27th. Tavis and Gooch still don't know how much they will get. Tavis hopes it will be enough to at least pay off their debt.
But, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. We're not gonna go without lights.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.
Bram is with our partner KFF Health News. He's following the survivors of the parade shooting with me, Peggy Lowe. For the KCUR series, The Injured, visit kcur.org to read the story and see photos in the continuing series.